Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today as we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent, the scriptures call us to reflect on our lives in relationship to God, particularly when it comes to conversion, repenting from our old ways and turning towards God. St. Mark in the Gospel relates that after Jesus had been baptized, the Spirit took him away to the wilderness. And after John had been arrested, he came back into town and he took up from where John left off. He proclaimed, "Repent and believe in the gospel, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." Jesus came to call us to conversion, came to call us to repent, to turn away from our habits that do not let us come closer to God. And to repent, we must be serious, we must be committed to what we know to be true. To change from an old habit to a new one is not an easy task. It is so difficult. Sometimes it makes us feel so lazy that we fail to turn away from the old habits. But today, Jesus is calling everyone. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent. Turn away and believe in the gospel. What does the gospel say that we have to believe in the gospel? The gospel teaches us to live for one another and to live for God. Living for one another will mean that we have to have compassion for one another. We have to support one another. We have to learn how to live in relationship with God so that that will translate into concrete actions when we are communicating or living or working for one another. In the first reading and in the second reading, there was this symbol of water. At the time of Noah, there was a lot of wickedness on the face of the earth, and so the whole of creation, apart from Noah and his family and the animals that God asked him to choose and put in the ark, the whole of creation was destroyed by water. Water can give life, but water can also destroy. And St. Peter chose the symbol of water, the water that destroyed life at the time of Noah, as his way of explaining our baptism into Christ. He said, in the olden days, the waters of the flood destroyed life. But when Christ was sent into the world, that same water was used as a symbol to save life, to wash away our dirt. And he said it is not our physical dirt that the water was supposed to wash away. The waters of baptism are supposed to wash away our moral evil. He said they are supposed to give us a clear conscience so that through the resurrection of Christ, we can stand firm and call out to God for mercy and for his grace. Every one of us during this season of Lent is making the effort to have a clear conscience, to be able to pray so that God will hear him or her. Yet, there are many things we'll need to do. We will need to repent first. We have to believe in the gospel. And if we believe in the gospel, then we will have the confidence and the firmness of faith to come closer to God and ask him in prayer for his mercy. And believing the gospel also means we have to pray all the time. We have to go fasting, and we have to give alms. When it comes to fasting, most of us think of fasting only from food. Maybe that is the least thing we should do when it comes to the season of Lent. Fasting from food alone is not enough. We have to, in a way, fast from our habits that separate us from the love of God. Once I said in Ghana, when they make the advert, they say, electricity does not have legs. It is the slippery lips that, or the strip, it is a cable wire that carries it. But we say information does not have legs, but it is the slippery lips that carry them across. Some of us cannot keep things to ourselves, and when we say them in such a way that we destroy the reputation of other people. Can we fast from that during this season of Lent? Some of us are a bit careless in our lives and in our speech. We are not charitable in our speech towards one another. Can we fast from that? These are only a few examples. There are many other things that we can fast from. Not food, not water, but our habits, our attitudes. Can we fast from them so that we can share in the grace of God? Prayer, we all come to pray, but there is prayer and there is prayer. We pray because we have to do it. That is not prayer at all. We pray knowing that that is our life. If we pray with our attention focused on God, making God the center of that prayer and asking him, his will should be done in our lives no matter how difficult it is for us to accept his will, then we really are praying. But if we are praying because somebody wants us to pray, that is not prayer. We are only pleasing somebody. And so if most of the time we come to church and yet we are still scandalized about many little things and they throw us off bound when they happen, then it means our prayer is not quite strong. We need to learn to let God be the center of everything for us. And this is the season to learn to do that. Almsgiving. It is not those who have in abundance that are ready to give. If you look around, those who have in abundance, they will still look for more to add so that they will be called millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires. But the little that we are able to give will help many people. Before we started this Mass, there was a clip in which Father Sergio was urging every one of us to put something in the envelopes in front of us so that we can help some people have food to eat, save some people from cold so that they can get blankets and clothing to wear. We can have some water for some people. Sometimes we think that we must have enough. But let us remember, Jesus praised the old lady in the gospel not because she had a lot to put in, but the little that she had, she gave it out. She gave it out in order that other people may enjoy from her sweat the little that she had. If we also put in very little, it will come up to something. little contributions, and we say in English, little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. So if you wait for you to have the ocean before you give, you will never have an ocean. But if you look for the little drops of water, you will always have it. We are all entreated during this season of Lent to do all this. The Lord Jesus is calling us, repent and believe in the gospel. And to repent and believe in the gospel, we must also make sure that our life is at right with God. As we celebrate this Eucharist today, we ask that the good Lord, through his Son Jesus Christ, will help every one of us to ponder on his or her life and see what needs to be changed, that we may move away from the old habits that pin us down, so that we may be able to live for God and for one another.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.